Our fifth factor, the Muslim invasion. The Muslim invasion of India is part of the general political history of India, but it had a very profound effect, a decisive effect on the fortunes of Buddhism. The Muslims, as we all know, are great iconoclasts. For a Muslim, to see an image is to smash it. I remember when I was in Pune once, I was staying with friends who had a Muslim servant. He gathered that I wasn't a Hindu, but he knew nothing about Buddhism, and he didn't know that I was a Buddhist monk, or didn't realize that I was a Buddhist monk. To him, I was just an Englishman. So he was telling me about the Hindu-Muslim riots in Bihar, from which he came, which had occurred some years before. And he described how he and a party of friends, Muslim friends, had entered a Hindu temple. And he said, speaking of the images, the Hindu images, very, very gleefully, he said, well, we smashed them to pieces. And the way he said this, you could tell the feeling against the image which the Muslim has. And this is very, very strong. And when a Muslim sees an image, whether it's a Buddha or a Hindu god or goddess, or maybe a Christian image of the Madonna or a saint, a Muslim feels very, very angry inside. He feels that God is being affronted. He has an irresistible urge to tear it down, to smash it to pieces, rather like the Puritan iconoclast in the 17th century in this country. So when the Muslim hordes poured down into India, what did they see? They saw great temples, temples full of images, monasteries, monasteries full of images, and they went almost mad, it seems. So they indulged an orgy, a frenzy of destruction wherever they went. They smashed images, destroyed and desecrated temples right and left wherever they found them. Not only Buddhist temples and Buddhist images, but Hindu ones as well. It's one of the saddest sights in India nowadays to go from one ancient Buddhist site to another. All these sites have now been excavated, and what do you find? You find beautiful images which have been dug up from the earth, but they're all mutilated, minus the nose, minus the arms, minus the feet, minus the head. Everything minus. And this is the work of the Muslim invaders, the Muslim iconoclasts. And of course, the Buddhists were particularly vulnerable to this process. And of course, the great monastic centres, these were destroyed almost at once. They stood out in the landscape. India is a flat country, especially that great Gangetic Valley is flat. And from miles away, you could see these great buildings, many-storey buildings, looming up with these hordes of yellow-robed monks. And these were all destroyed. And Nalanda itself was finally sacked in the year 1197. 1197. And according to a Turkish historian, thousands of monks of Nalanda were burned alive, thousands were beheaded, and the burning of the library of Nalanda, the great library, famous all over the Buddhist world, all over the East, continued for several months together. And in this way, Buddhism disappeared from India. The Brahmins, of course, were left in possession of the field. Not in exclusive possession, because Islam also took root. Now, I've gone into all this in some detail, not full detail by any means, for two reasons. First of all, because of the intrinsic interest of the subject, why Buddhism disappeared from India. And second, because, as I said at the beginning, the story of the disappearance of Buddhism from India illustrates the nature of the distinction between ethnic religion on the one hand and universal religion on the other, as well as the general relationship between them.